The surge in COVID-19 cases has destabilized Alaska's healthcare system. Here's how Yukon-Kuskokwim Health Corporation Chief of Staff Dr. Ellen Hodges describes the state of that system.
In a word, it is in crisis, perhaps collapsing.
Hodges spoke during Tuesday's Bethel City Council meeting. She said there are few, if any, staffed intensive care unit beds remaining in the state amid the current surge in COVID-19 cases. That means YKHC is struggling to find beds for all patients, not just COVID patients. To decrease the chance of seeking health care, Hodges warned against any activity that could pose a physical risk.
Don't ride your bike or ATV, wear your seatbelt, and drive the speed limit. Take good care of your health, taking all of your prescribed medications.
Hodges made her statements the same day hospital executives at Providence Hospital in Anchorage issued a letter saying it cannot accept any more critical patients, including from rural communities like in the YK Delta. According to state data, the Alaska Native Medical Center is also not accepting patients from rural communities. YKHC does not have intensive care unit beds and cannot provide the advanced health care offered in Anchorage hospitals. Hodges says for now, the health care providers in Bethel will do what they can with what they have.
We will do our very best to provide health care for you, but we are limited by what is available in this state.
Rising COVID-19 cases, driven largely by unvaccinated individuals, are straining resources. On Monday, the state reported its highest ever number of patients hospitalized with COVID throughout the pandemic, and cases are expected to rise over the coming weeks. In the YK Delta, cases rose by over 5% over the past week. Over half the region's cases are in children under age 18. Many are too young to get vaccinated. Hodges issued a list of instructions for how to reduce spreading the virus and avoid further burdening the health system.
First of all, if you are not vaccinated, get vaccinated immediately. The vaccine is very safe and highly effective, and it is the best way to prevent COVID.
Second, she says, if you get sick, to get tested for COVID and isolate immediately. Third, wear a mask at all times when not with your household members. And lastly, support healthcare workers and be kind to one another. YKHC offers vaccinations daily without appointment and will provide vaccinations at people's homes. If you have questions about the vaccine, you can call the YKHC COVID-19 hotline at 907-543-6949. That's 907-543-6949. In Bethel, I'm Anna Rose MacArthur.